I'm on a personal mission to creating 100 millionaires.
Now, since 2009, Shakir Hussein, nicknamed as the Backpack Millionaire, has been hailed as one of the most sought-after internet marketing leaders, trainers, and coaches to thousands of people.
Hussein, everyone!
Quickly become
magic.
One of the biggest leaders.
Really resonate with him.
He's a good guy.
He knows what he's doing.
He's a phenomenal teacher.
He's always a cutting edge.
And most importantly, he walks the talk.
I've got to know him. We've become friends.
You always have to work on manufacturing your own optimism.
Everything that we need is already within us.
It's very simple. Life is way too short, and you got to make sure that every single day you're capitalizing and you're growing.
All right, what's your 100-year game plan? That's right, I'm talking about 100-year game plan. Recently, I started learning from a man. He's a man, kind of like a living legend of a man, a guy called Robin Sharma. Man, he wrote this book called The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari. This book has basically transformed a lot of people's lives. And although I haven't read the book, I've listened to enough of his audio and his materials to get a, not a good, even just a brief understanding of his work. And one of the things, just one of the things I'm going to share with you is something that he talks about called your 100-year game plan. And what happens when you start writing about the next 100 years? You stop focusing on what's happening in the present moment that maybe you're stuck, you're unhappy with. What happens is you give yourself a bigger future to dream about, to focus on. What happens is you start getting out of your head knowing that, hey, you know what? I've got some time. Even if you feel like you don't have much time, okay? And that's a whole different topic about time. But we are given plenty of time. It's how we utilize that time. It's how we utilize the energy that we have in that time. And something that I'm going to do just today, okay? February the 3rd. It's February the 3rd. And I am going to do this today. It's a Sunday evening, so it even makes more sense, because Sunday I try to keep it for planning and preparing for the week. And what that is it says, grab a pen and paper. I'm telling you, so much magic in pen and paper. But grab a pen and paper and literally on one page, write down year one, year two, year three, year five, year 10, year 25, year 55, year 75, year 100. Okay, you don't have to go from 1 to 100, but just break it out in, let's just say, 10-year chunks. Okay, and 10-year chunks. And some people are like, if you're thinking, you know, you're 40, 50, 60 and you don't have 100 years, well, just play with it, right? Just play with it. You don't have to be that strict on yourself. And there are some technological advances that's happening. I'm not going to talk about them right now. That's going to freak a few people out. But let's just say, you know, in this day and age, there may be a chance you can add an extra 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 healthy years to your life, okay? Just look up a guy called peterdiamandis.com. I don't listen to everything he says, but he has some really, really good ideas. And so, where was I? 100-year game plan. What's the 100-year game plan? Write it down. Write down 10 things. And if you're not driving like I am right now, you're sitting down, you're listening to this in the gym or wherever, just make time. Just tell yourself you're going to execute this, because remember, execution is all that matters, right? And put it on a one pager, your next 100 years, okay? Doesn't matter if you're 20 years old or you're 80 years old listening to this. Just write it out. If you had 100 years, how would you want to live? What would you want to do? And I came out with some, just thinking about that, I came out with some fascinating realizations of, you know, I'd love to go and build this. I'd love to go and build schools and really contribute a lot more than just myself being this entrepreneur that I am, or focusing on my challenges, or I want to make more money, or I want to buy more cars, or I want to buy this big mansion with 10 bedrooms or whatever. You know, instead of that, I'm thinking, no, what would I be able to contribute to the world at a higher level, at a greater level? I mean, you see people before us, you know, in Islam, we talk about Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, the impact that he left. I mean, there's 7 billion people in the world. There's about 2.5 billion Muslims in the world. I mean, this guy created way more influence than any of these influencers on Instagram. I mean, you think about it, it's like, okay, what did he do? And what lessons can we take from that to impact? And he didn't have 50 or 100 years. He was actually a prophet for 23, since 40 until the age of 63. And look at the impact that he has now. I mean, literally, I mean, as a Muslim, we have to give thanks and we give blessings to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, literally pretty much every time we're walking, breathing, living our day-to-day life. And so that means every single person, or every single second of the day, praising, sending him salutations, sending him blessings, because of the influence that he left behind, right? And so I don't need to go that deep, but I'm just giving you something to open up your mind. You know, what kind of impact and influence would you like to create and live and leave for the world? And here's the greatest thing, the biggest like secret to all of this stuff that we're trying to get, trying to build, is this. When you actually do that, where you're focused on influence and impact, the money is a byproduct. Literally, the money is a byproduct. The money comes as you grow that. The money doesn't come because you want to make money. The money doesn't come because you need money. The money doesn't come because you need to pay your bills. The money doesn't come because you're in debt. Always remember that. What you chase eludes you. So it's almost like, you know, have you met people that once they get rich, they're always rich? It's like they're always successful because they get it, right? They can attract it. And if you've seen some of the things that I always talk about, you know, attracting wealth, you don't go out and just make money or get money. You attract it by the person that you become, by the impact and influence that you give. So ponder on this question. What's your 100-year vision? Alright, I hope that opened up your mind, because it really fired up my synapses in my brain. And with that being said, my drive is nearly over. I'll catch up with you guys tomorrow. Peace out. Alright, so we just wrapped up. Hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast. You know what to do. Go ahead and leave me a review. That's how iTunes gives us all these ratings and stuff, and that's how other people can listen to this. Forward this podcast to a friend or a family member. Forward it to your email subscribers. Share it on your newsletter. Whatever the case is, make sure you go and take action. Information alone is not enough. It's the application that we have to do on a day-to-day basis. Now, if you're not on my newsletter, go to shakir.com. That's shakir.com. That's shakir.com. I've got a free case study there that shows you a video walkthrough of the 10 income hacks that I've put together so that you can go out and build your own million-dollar business. Make sure you go and register to get daily updates on my newsletter. I'm excited for you, and I'll see you on the next podcast, committed to you becoming wealthified.